morning and welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm Babs Rose Ivy. It's always a treat when Anru is in the studio or over at his house and I'm at my house. Hey, Anru.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? It's nice to see you again.
Good to see you too. I'm a little recovering from a little illness, so my energy is a little low, but
me too. I mean, I have a dairy allergy and it caught me. Ugh.
So sorry.
Yeah, I know. There's nothing I can do about it except wade through the waters. That's it. Nothing I can do. No cure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. I could up and doing the show.
Yes, me too. Shall we do a little chanting and
yes,
rhyming?
I live for the chant.
Yes.
I live for the chant. I live for it.
So with this, we welcome our ancestors to our lives and to this place, to our homes, to wherever we are, to this land that we're on, right? This environment, these circumstances that we're in, this precious life that we have. We honor them. We honor the Ashe, the blessings that they have left for us, the abilities, right, are the affinities that they've left for us, and we are saying that we are picking them up and we're using them today. That's this chant that I'll be doing for your, for us all, not for you, but for I'm included in that also. Ba tofu washe ashe te fuan lan loyu. Iba mama tofu washe. Iba ye ye tofu washe u. Iba ye ye tofu washe. Iba ye ye tofu washe u. Iba ye ye tofu washe ashe te fuan lan loyu. Iba ye ye tofu washe. Iba gungun tofu washe o. Iba gungun tofu washe. Iba gungun tofu washe o. Iba gungun tofu washe. Ashe te fuan lan loyi o. Iba gungun tofu washe. Iba gungun tofu washe. Bye gungun tofu ase. Bye gungun tofu ase. Ashe.
Ashe, amen. Thank you.
Yes.
What is on your heart and mind today?
Well, I was thinking about that, Babs. And and there was no like big illustrious light bulb except to say, well, just return to, you know, centering around our ancestors. So I recently did I was on a panel, this interfaith panel on ancestors hosted by the Community Healing Network.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was very nice. It was really good. Is striking. So one thing that's striking is that regardless of the kind of religious container that people are in, so there were the people on the panel were, it was myself representing Yoruba and other African traditions, there was a Black woman. So the Community Healing Network is a network to support people of African descent kind of undoing the lies of white supremacy and kind of being free. There's a number of ways that they do that. So I was invited to be on this panel. And so there were all Black people on the panel. So it was a Black woman who was mostly identified as like pagan, also does some work within Buddhism. There were two people who were Christian. One was a theologian who was also involved in liberation theology, And then there was a woman who was in the Nation of Islam. And what was striking is something we all talked about, is that regardless of the, right, this container, the kind of front facing piece of like the variety of religious practices that folks have, there's been this understanding and welcoming and knowledge and connection to one's ancestors. And not just and many religions don't have an explicit ancestral veneration or honoring or worship or whatever you want to call it, practice. There's a way they can be kind of these large ancestors, cultural ancestors within a religion, but not necessarily like these are the things we do in this religion to honor your kind of blood and bones people. Except for the, in this case, indigenous African traditions. Yet, it was so evident that, like, you know, African heritage folks understand that we are still in relationship with our ancestors, whether that's people who do something around anniversaries, or there's a mantle that people have pictures of their ancestors on, or there's just this feeling of love and support that maybe someone who passed who they know is still with them. And so I think that that's a really important piece that was able to survive and be maintained even through the horrors of the institution of slavery that we, our people lived through. I mean, if we're here, our people lived through them, but many people did not live through them. And that kind of unto itself is this beautiful piece around like the kind of wonder and beauty of threads of resilience and threads of notions of what reality is that are not defined by this system that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So like popular culture, US mainstream culture are not like, yes, these are all the ways to like live with your ancestors today. Bless you.
Sorry.
But these are still things that we maintain. And as folks who've listened to me on this show before, there are also alive and well practices of how we actually do this today. Religious practices in the same way that, you know, Christianity has religious practices, Judaism has religious practices, Islam has religious practices. African traditions have religious practices that are embedded in culture and language and food and music and relationships and ways of doing things. And not just, and I say that because there's still a way that kind of African practices can be seen as like spiritual. Oh, these are just like spirituality, like ways that we're spiritual beings, which is true, which can be said for anything and any way that somebody wants to live in relationship, even with a religion. Yet it's very easy for, because of racism, to diminish African practices in only that way and not as like full complex religious institutions embedded in culture and society with sacred literature, with cosmology and theology unto itself. And so both of those things were really exciting, exciting for me to share, and folks really, regardless of their kind of religious bent, really honoring that place of ancestor reference and relevance for our own liberation today. So that was nice.
Wow. That sounds like a heavy, hard-hitting discussion.
I mean, is what we do here? It's not.
All right. Okay. No.
Why is that heavy? Why is that?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe heavy in the sense that.
Why is that?
It just seems like we don't spend any time having these kinds of conversations outside of spaces that we make for it. Like it's not everyday conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why. Like, so when we get in these spaces to have this conversation, we can unpack a lot of it rather than just in passing. I think that's what I'm.
Yeah. And I think that's a real. That's the downside of this too much getting absorbed and adopted into like what this mainstream culture is. Because this actually should be ordinary. Like for like people where this is a practice, it's actually quite ordinary. This is what you do. Just like, you know, if you talk to someone who's goes to church, He's a Christian. There's like that's there's stuff there, but that's kind of ordinary. That's like folded into their lives, right? And this can be just as ordinary. Not ordinary like not profound, not ordinary like not sacred, but ordinary is just like an aspect of your life that is just there. I think that's the I think that speaks to some of what you're saying. Like we don't have these conversations outside of like the ancestor conference or the panel or the thing. And much of that is because people, so this thing that was interesting is, and I knew this, but it's always powerful to see and hear, is people don't often feel permission to bring that up and to be like, and to own it in the way that it actually, in the way that they own it in their hearts, to own it out loud. Many times, even on the panel, somebody would start off like, well, like in my religion, we don't do this. But then as we talked about it, it's like, oh, I do that, right? It's like, I have that relationship. I feel them. I work. It's not kind of in the religion bucket container, but I do that. And I think that's the, that's what, how the richness has survived. But it's also a way that where we partition ourselves off. And these some structures encourage that partition and some don't. Or some don't have a place where that integration is possible. And some do.
I think you have to come on the porch this summer, Andrew, and just have a ancestor come to the ancestors
Come hither.
moment.
I'm there.
I'm serious. I'm
I'll be there.
this in my mind. I was like, you know what? We can normalize these conversations just by starting to have these conversations.
So that's actually the point, right? Like, and you actually don't, I mean, I'm happy, I'll be there. I'm happy to be there. You don't need me to be there.
I know, but I don't know how to have these. Do I not know how to have these conversations? I don't know how to have these conversations. I
How do
feel
you not
like you
know?
provide a real structure on how to have these conversations.
So this is something I think I hear you. And I think that this is something I often talk to people about prayer. There's this idea. I didn't grow up praying. I had to like learn how to pray. I did not grow up in the like religion of the house was Marxism and like undoing structural oppression. Like that was the like the religion. There was no spirit. So like that was hard, right? That became a hard thing. But I didn't know I had to learn how to pray. Like, oh, is this what I'm doing? Is this how I do it? Right? Now that being said, what I found with myself and even with other people is that sometimes there's two things that happen. One is that the prayer is really only about gratitude, which is important. But they kind of what I see people do is they kind of fold in their prayers in the gratitude. So they're like, whether it's to their notion of God or ancestors, like whoever they're praying to, but it's like, I'm so thankful for you helping me to be well. That's a beautiful thing. I give thanks to my creator, I give thanks to God, I give thanks to all my people, like whoever, thank you for helping me to be well. That's different than saying, please help me to be well. I need help. I need your support to be well. But very often people don't feel, and I don't know if they're explicitly told like what to do or not to do. I don't know. But there's this notion that like, well, I can't really kind of ask for these things that I really need. But I can, you know, I can fold it in the gratitude part. I'm so thankful for, I mean, fill in the blank, the health and well-being of my family, the blessings I have food, right? I have shelter, that I'm safe, all important. And all super valid. I don't diminish the power of gratitude and the place of it at all. But I often see people not then really, when they have need and yearnings for things, they don't explicitly say that thing because you know, there's so much learning that we've done. Like, don't ask for a thing, don't need something really, or have it be general. Oh, I pray for peace. May there be peace, which is good. But if I'm also like, trying to get in a really good relationship or get out of a bad relationship, peace as a general thing is not what I need. I need to get kind of in or out of these things, right? And I need support to do that. I need to be able to see clearly. I need some Even like my own wellness needs to be folded into that, right? But so be that specificity is often missing. So that's kind of one thing. And the other, so with that, this prayer piece is that people often feel that they have to know the answer, know the how to do it in the prayer. Oh, so please help me to get this job, to do this thing, to open this way, da, da, da. Like I have to have it all figured out, as opposed to just like, I don't know what to do. I'm aiming this direction. I'm just yearning for like to have some meaning and purpose in my life. Like this job that I have, like it's not working. I just need some help. Like help me to find that. Very often people just don't have that open-ended piece. And I say that because you just saying like, well, I don't know if I know how to have these conversations. So you can pray, oh, help me to have these conversations. I don't even know what I need. Help me to know what I need. Or when you're with a person, so that's like a prayer part. But with a person, you say, you know, I want to talk about like this kind of ancestor stuff, and I don't really know how to start. But I know if like it feels important. Like what do you think? Or like how do we do this? Like that's a way to start a conversation. You don't need to have the answer, right? The frame and the structure. Really, you can go into it with a conversation just like, oh, I don't even know where this is or what the place is. Can I be present? Can I share with this person? Because it's a, you know, it can be an intimate thing. Can I share with this person this vulnerability? How do I even really do this in a way that feels?
Okay, I get it. I understand now. All this time doing this with you, I understand. So I could keep it real simple.
Yes, please. You don't need to lead a workshop on your front porch there, Babs.
Thank you. Now I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I have a sense now. Well, because I wasn't sure, you know, I mean, there's a part of me too, Anru, that's like, I want to be true to what this is. And I don't want to co-opt it and make it not what it is. You know what I mean? Like I want to.
Well, what is it? But what is it for you? Let's start there.
I think connecting to ancestors is a wonderful thing. I like it. I don't want to connect to all my ancestors, because some of them are dastardly, but the ones that
Right, who can give you what you need, help support your life.
Yeah. But I've never really paid attention to them in a formal way. Like, you know, you remember people, maybe you remember a birthday passing or something or whatever, but I never really formally paid any attention to them. Mm-hmm. And every time you come on, I'm always in awe that I could be paying attention to them, you know, because there are people that came before me that got me here. Like I'm on their shoulders. I'm on their back. I am part of their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could even feel support from them.
I think I do in a lot of ways, particularly when I think something is intuitive, and I bet it's ancestors like, go, no girl, go over, do that.
But even in this place of like, oh, I can. So not just like, right, I'm on their shoulders, but like you could like be on their lap.
Yeah.
Like you could feel that, right? You could feel their hands on your back, just like, we're here, we got you. And you can have the like, so what I find is it's very often we're the ones in the way, right? We don't really open and turn towards them. And that's the piece that I want that I invite really everybody into, like to find what that really means. Because that speaks to really who we are. Not an idea of who we are, not just an aspiration of who we want to be, but like, oh, this is like the starting, right? These are bones, our blood, our DNA, right? These are the starting places, and they come from people who lived and had experiences. And maybe we could get some love and care and support and courage and wisdom and strength from them. Not necessarily all the answers, but like, oh, I'm scared to do this thing. Help me have the courage to do it. Oh, right. And even if it's just like facts, like I hear this story and like, oh, they used to do this and they moved from here to here and then here to here and brought all the kids and did a thing and like resettled and started all anew again. Wow. I feel frozen. Help me to have that kind of courage. Like that's how it gets relevant for our lives, as opposed to just yeah. I mean, it's fine to appreciate, but like this, it's like if you have like a dear friend, you could just sit there and just appreciate. Ah, you know, I have this dear friend. I just appreciate them. But wouldn't it be nice to like do a thing with them? I'll help them move. They can help me move. I'll make them dinner. They can make me dinner. Like, let's go and hang out. Like, that's in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And mm-hmm. we can feel into that and explore that and be curious about it. And step little by little by little. It doesn't have to be like, you know, blast all the doors off and, oh my God, everyone's going to come rushing in. And I don't want everybody in there. Like, no, just like, is there someone who I know, who I feel connected to? All right, let me connect with them and talk to them and listen and like use all of our like senses to listen, right? Because we different people are attuned to different things, right? Some are like really attuned to like the sound of things or the feeling of things or how things look. And so like attend to those things. Things show up in dreams, right? These kind of intuition comes up, synchronicities happen. Like pay attention, tune in. Let yourself receive those things, which is very often the hardest thing. Like, let me pause and like be open. And that's a process. You know, but it's really opening through yourself to the fullness of who you are as well. So we don't have to be afraid of that.
I like that. And I think, you know, on some level, Rondru, we all do it. I mean, you know, when you walk into somebody's house and you see a cluster of photos of family members that have passed and they have it from like the very beginning of when they have pictures of relatives all the way up to grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Like we know something about that. We know mm-hmm. something about connecting to ancestors and remembering mm-hmm. ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so what the invitation is let that already be the key that you already have. So imagine you see a church, and let's say you didn't really know what happened in the church, right? But you were like, well, there's a church and there's a door. And I know, and something in feels like something's possible in there. You're not going to access that by walking by and going back and forth, like looking at the door. Oh yes, here's the door. Right here, the pictures there, right there. I appreciate what happens in there. People are there, and I know there's some joyous and connected thing. But you gotta go in. So, finding your way in, right? These are the practices. You know, I've talked a little bit, but like you can in this tradition, we kind of do three basic things. We give something, we say something, and we listen. Right? Oh, here's your honoring place for your ancestors. Oh, we made some dinner. We got a holiday. All the family's here. Let me just make a little plate, a little portion of this food that we're all gathered around. Now I'm going to go put it by this honoring place. I'm going to just symbolically feed them and welcome my ancestors. Right, these are the way we do, so we give something to them as a practice. And we talk to them, we say something, we express our yearnings, our gratitudes, our hopes, our fears, our like regularness, our grief, our anger, right? We say something. And then listen. So give yourself time to like sit in front of that space or be in front of that space and be open to like, so what do they then have to say to you? Not that it's coming out of the pictures, right? Because our ancestors are also like, we are of them, but be open to what are the ways that they are responding. Can we be open to that?
I have a question from someone.
Okay.
You know, people are listening, Anru.
Okay.
I don't want to say who they are. I'm going to keep them anonymous.
That's okay.
They said, what is the significance of people especially those who have passed, showing up in our dreams? Is it just another way we keep them alive in our consciousness?
So I would say that's an excellent, beautiful question. Ultimately, I would say take your question to that dream, to that ancestor when they show up. Why are you here?
Why are you here?
What? And not like that.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay. Why are
curious.
You here? What
no,
am
like,
I to learn?
Because they didn't come to me with that energy, right? They weren't asking me that question, right? Why? Tell me why they're here. What's going on? So notice that, right? So dreams, the dream world, I mean, my experience is like they're the dreams that are like, oh, I like ate too much food too late at night kind of dream. And then there's the like, something's really happening that is really happening dream, right? And so to be curious about that, okay, so what is happening in the dream? I'll tell you a quick story. When I was an intern at the VA hospital and I was doing an intake for someone. And so we asked the questions like, have you seen or heard anything that other people don't see or hear? And this, at the time, older man, though I'm now older than he was then, said, well, yes. And I was like, oh, okay, so tell me about it. And he said he woke up. So this is not quite the dream, but this is an example. He woke up and saw his grandmother who had passed away sitting at the foot of his bed, reaching out her hand to him. And so the question, I said, well, how'd you feel about that? And he was like, it was fine. It was peaceful. It was fine. Like, that's happened to me before. And then I said, well, what do you make of that? And he's like, I'm not sure. And as we talked, it became clear that like this was someone who was very isolated in his life in terms of living people. And so we kind of found this place of like, oh, this kind of that gesture of hers was like, I'm here. Like, I'm here with you, reaching my hand out to you. All you have to do is like, take my hand and you'll not feel so alone, right? I'm here, even just as like that kind of basic message. So I say that because that's the way you listen. So this person shows up in that person's dream. How do they feel about that person's presence? How are they feeling as that person is present? Are they like, in the middle of something that's really beautiful and calm? Are they like in like chaos and that person, oh, they're peaceful? Are they coming up and like it feels a little off or a little antagonistic? Like, pay attention to how, what is happening in that moment. And that gives you, the dreamer information on the meaning of it and what the place is of kind of why that person's showing up. And so it might be like, I was thinking about them, they're kind of in my consciousness. And then so even if it's quote just that, you can say like, oh, I wonder what it is about that person that feels important to me. And let me explore that. So there's all these different levels of, but I would encourage that place of curiosity. And that's what this tradition offers, is like, the showing up of that from some people's perspective is instantly bad and negative and like some old thing that needs to be let go, blah, 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 this revisiting, right? And I would say like, be curious to actually kind of clinically speaking in terms of a term, like assess it, like determine what's happening. And you determine that by like, how are you feeling? What's happening in the dream? What is this person doing? Just like if someone showed up in your life, you like saw someone on the street, it's like, oh, let me see, how am I feeling right now? Do I want to see them or not? What's the relationship? What's going on in the environment? Is it time to connect with them? Or should I like run? Like, that would be my, there's not one meaning.
I like that.
Except they're making themselves known to you. And so you can choose to like.
And sometimes you can conjure up people because you need something,
right?
Or something is, you need something,
right?
That you have not, you don't speak in your waking hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big dream person. Sometimes you cannot work things out in your waking hours that you can
Right.
work out in those moments when you're sleeping. And if you can see people, if people show up, they're showing up because there's a need or a call for them.
Right. That's come from you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a piece, even if you don't know, say, oh, why? What's happening in me? What's my yearning that I
Yeah.
need them?
What's my yearning?
There you
You
go.
know, and
Th
it's hard
there's
for
the
people, I
answer.
think, in their waking hours to come to grips with some things that might be, challenging, or they just didn't know that, that there are ancestors on the other side who are waiting to just be called upon to give
Yes.
you support.
I mean,
Oh, you just brought it full circle for me, Anru. Now I get it. I get it.
it takes practice. I mean, I had experiences when I was younger before I came to this tradition. I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
I did too, but now I,
And so
okay.
it takes time and curiosity and effort to learn. Oh, this actually. It's not quote normal, but it is, right? So it's not like a regular thing, but it is something that is actually within the realm of possibility and can be something that a skill that is also cultivated, just like anything else, right? A learning that you can do. So like, oh, this doesn't. I'm not scared because it's happening, because then I can't determine if it's good or bad, right? If it's just this fearful response, like ah, a thing happened. You don't, well, that might just be them knocking on the door, and you just maybe go, oh, they're knocking on the door. Let me go look out the window to see if I need to answer it, as opposed to like, stop knocking on the door. Ah! But that takes, I understand it, and it just takes time and practice, and that's where the learning piece of, again, like where we come from, and we're already connected to them. Regardless, again, of this of our religious practices. So can we say yes in a way that feels comfortable enough and safe enough to move closer to them, which is really closer to ourselves, and to allow more and more of ourselves to be present? And that to me is worthwhile in this one precious life that we're in.
Thank you for another good conversation.
Thank you. My
You've
pleasure.
given me a you've given me a lot. You always give me a lot to think about, but you've given
Good.
me a lot to think about and to do.
That's yes.
To do. There's a
There you
to
go.
do part in this for me today.
Yes. Yes. And so again, people can reach out to me if they have questions about the doing, their ways to like, well, how do you do that? Like, give something, say something, listen, like, what, how do you do that? Sure, we can talk about that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So yes, I'll be on your stoop this summer, and you can have these conversations anytime you want.
Anytime. Like, I ain't coming over here all the time, Babs, be having these
You
conversations.
have to take some ownership of your people. I hope you invite them in, but like, these are your people.
Your people, Babs. They ain't my people. They're your people. I understand that. Thank you,
All
Anru.
right, dear
And
friend.
of course, Anru will be back. So just like look out for the bat signal here. Okay. The bat signal will
Love and
go up.
blessings.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your
Thank
weekend,
you.
and say hi to everybody at your house.
I will. Thank you. Stay
Thank you,
well.
Anru.
Thank you, Harry.
All right. Hey, Harry. Thank you. See you tomorrow.